Everyone knows by now sports is big business, but the major sports have grown kind of boring and predictable, and the public has become jaded. So I'm suggesting a few changes that would add excitement to the games and increase their entertainment value. Baseball has one major problem: not enough serious injuries. A lot of baseball's so-called injuries are just a strained this or a sore whatchamacallit. In today's culture, that's not good enough. Fans are crying out for someone to really be hurt badly. So, to raise the injury level, what I would do is place 30 to 40 landmines in the outfield, the kind of mines that spray thousands of tiny nails when they explode. Not only with a sad excitement, it would also provide a refreshing element of surprise. There's a high, lazy fly ball to right field. O'Neill drifts over, pats his glove, bam! Holy fucking shit! Oh, good Lord! Oh, precious, precious Lord! Baseball is also accused of being too slow. Here's something would not only speed up the game, but also provide a welcome opportunity for serious injuries. Like most good ideas, it's uncomplicated. If the pitcher hits the batter with a ball, the batter is out. That's it. A simple idea, but it could make quite a difference. And maybe if the ball hits the batter in the head, it could be a double play. I don't know, I'm not an expert on rules, but it's certainly worth a try. And just think, a good control pitcher could have a perfect game just by hitting 27 guys in a row. In fact, if you had two quality pitchers out there, the fans could be out of that ballpark in half an hour, on their way home to watch football on TV, where they could see some serious goddamn injuries. Now, football. For many of you fans, football is already a perfect game. Its particular combination of speed, strategy, and brute force seems just right for the American psyche. But even a well-thought-out game like football can use a little help from a fun-loving guy like me. I would start by improving the coin toss, by making it a full-contact event. While the coin is in the air, the team captains should be allowed to kick the officials. It would get things going on a positive note. Remember, this is a sport that owes its origin to the practice of English soldiers playfully kicking around the head of a Dane during the lulls in combat. Now, to the game itself. I think football should limit itself to only one rule. Each down begins in an orderly manner. That's it. After that, the players should be allowed to do whatever they want. If there's a fight, you move it off to one side of the field. Let it run its course, no restrictions. If several 300-pound linemen are crippling a place kicker, fine. Let them continue. We shouldn't be trying to suppress the natural exuberance of athletes. Keep in mind, these men are physical freaks, full of drugs and anger, and they're here to entertain us. They enjoy being injured. Let them go about their business. So much for upgrading the violence. Here's my suggestion for adding excitement. Currently, each team is allowed 45 players on the squad, but most of them stand around watching the game from the sidelines. If I were in charge, this would not be happening. Instead, I would have all 90 men out on the field at all times. Offense, defense, special teams, everyone. What football really needs is 90 steroid monstrosities geeked on amphetamines racing around the field trying to hurt one another. Here's another way to spice up the game. Leave the injured players on the field. Let them lie there. These men are supposed to be tough. You can't coddle them just because they break something. Let the other guys play around them. If they get stepped on, tough titty. These macho pinheads are always talking about how it's a big war going on out there. Fine. Let the Red Cross come around and pick them up. And regarding this taunting behavior that so many people find offensive, I don't see the problem. In fact, I don't think taunting goes nearly far enough. In my opinion, and I'm certainly no professional athlete, after a good hard tackle, the defensive player should be allowed to pull down his pants and masturbate on the man he tackled. It seems like a simple thing, but it would change the whole tempo of the game. And if he can't ejaculate because 60,000 people are watching, you hit him with a 15-yard penalty for delay of game. I end my suggestions for improving football by taking a look at one of those game-end rituals, the pouring of Gatorade on the winning coach. To my mind, this is far too fruity for football. It's barely appropriate for a sixth-grade dodgeball team. What ought to happen is the winning team should be allowed to come across the field and spike the losing coach. Just spike him. Four linebackers turn him upside down and pile-drive him headfirst into the ground. Give him an incentive to work a little harder on next week's game plan.